Chessies and Chessiettes, firstly, I'd like to wish you the most wonderful of Boxing Days ahead of you, but also, I hope you had a merry and fantastically successful Christmas, wherever you may be. You may be getting ready to run around your father's estate, or prance around the park for 5K, whatever you're going to do, hopefully this podcast helps. But just before we get into the podcast, we must say that we're going on tour for the first time ever this February during the Six Nations. We're going to Oxford, Leeds, Bristol, Edinburgh, and of course, a hometown show in the city, Old Street, in London, all this February during the Six Nations. Tickets are only 15 quid, the price of two pints. That's it, ladies and gents, and you can come see our show. All our shows will have a live celebrity, and of course, a sportsman as well, an international sportsman. Come on, show us some respect. Anyway, click on the link in the bio, get your tickets now, buy it for yourself, buy it for your loved ones, your family, your friends. Just come along and have some fun. Beers, bum funnels, and a lot of naughtiness and nakedness. It all awaits you on the Rapist Pod. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Boxing Day special of the Rig Beers. We're about to be joined by a huge guest. But before we get there...
We are. Happy Christmas, everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. This is a little bonus episode for Boxing Day. This is for all the chassis out there who are probably going to go for a Boxing Day run and work off what has been a big feed at Christmas.
Should be just about 5K's length.
Should be. Might go over a little bit, but you should be getting your 5K.
What are you doing
done.
Your 5K now?
I do my 5K in roughly like 18 to 19 minutes.
What? That's incredible.
So, I mean, these will be for slightly slower runners.
Okay.
But this is a real thank you, really, to everyone who's listened to this year.
Yeah.
This is probably one of our favourite guests this year. He's come on to distribute a little bit of banter. He's one of the hottest properties in the rugby world.
World rugby, yeah, yes.
And we just want to say, yeah, thank you so much for all your support. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We'll be back in February.
Yep.
And we'll also be on tour.
We will be on tour.
Dates will be released or have been released.
They have been released, I believe. Just click the link in the bio and you should be able to buy tickets immediately.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you. Leeds, Edinburgh, Bristol, London and Oxford.
Jesus.
We are looking forward to seeing you in the flesh and having some bloody good C.H.A.T. chat.
We will have a lot of chat. Well, talking about chat, should we get on the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Rolly Lawrence?
Guys, have a wonderful rest of the Christmas period. Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2024. Love and champagne. You're bloody lucky that you are right now one of the most, you know, sought after rugby players. Because this timing in the city, I would have cancelled it, mate.
Where have you been, Ollie?
I was wrapping Christmas presents and I completely forgot the time. And I thought I was on, my alarm was set for 10 minutes later. So, my bad, sorry.
Well, that's okay, don't worry about it. It's fine, it's good to see you.
This is coming on Boxing Day. Can we find out what you've got the missus for Christmas?
A signed photo, black and white signed photo of him just with his hand on his chin, just going, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly, just that.
Nice. Okay. No, what have you got your beautiful girlfriend?
Like Ugg slippers, like perfume, a few girly things, stuff like that, nothing major really.
Okay.
When you're on six figures a month,
whatever you want,
just write out a list. You know, that's what I say when I am dating. I just say to girls, listen, babe, write out whatever you want, and I'll just get it for you. Yeah. Happy Christmas.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I should say, let's do a bit of an intro because we join you on Boxing Day now. We're actually recording this a couple of days before Christmas. But we are delighted to be joined by a man, you know, whose life we've changed possibly the most during the history of this show. Last time we spoke to him, he was unemployed, considering a job down his local pub. Year odd later, he is Bath's Player of the Year. Last month, he won Premiership Player of the Month, World Cup bronze medalist. And he's finally got a lovely cheek. Ollie, I mean, what can we say? You know, apart from your welcome, really.
Yeah, honestly, I'd say thank you to you guys, really. I mean, it probably wouldn't be the same player if it's the position I'm in now if it wasn't for you.
No.
You're
welcome. If only, you know, other England players would come on the podcast and enjoy the banter. But, you know, Marcus Smith, when you're ready, mate.
Why are they scared of the banter?
No, I'll be honest with you, just talking about Marcus Smith, can I just say, and it's really important, I'm a massive fan of his girlfriend. Go on, Ollie, what does she smell like? I can just I imagine she smells like a really nice shop in Bond Street. That's what I imagine. You go in there.
She's, She's a lovely girl, honestly. Yeah. I can't say much more than that.
Yeah. You don't need to. We can all see it. We've all got Instagram. It's beautiful.
Well, we should say, Ollie, obviously everything's going incredibly well. Great win against Cardiff last weekend. You scored a wonderful try. Bath are flying, top of the Prem, top in Europe. This must be the best period in your career so far.
Yeah, definitely up there. I think just the consistency of winning games of rugby is nice. Like, I haven't lost to Bath yet this season. I think once you start winning games early on, it can create that good vibe within the club. And I think like the culture changed compared to last season and added in a few extra players and sprinkled in some starters in there, the likes of Finn Russell.
Laurie, I have this sort of image that, you know, there's Bath team pre-season and then Ollie Lawrence comes back from the World Cup, you know, and there's Top Gun's theme tune. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And you've got your aviators on. You're like, guys, I'm back. Let's win some rugby, shall we? Is that how it turned up? Is that sort of...
No, not quite. Not quite. Okay. Yeah, it would have been pretty cool if that had been the case. But no,
In my mind, that happened. They're like, oh, he's back. Thanks so much.
Well, obviously, big names, Ollie Lawrence, Finn Russell. What is Finn like? Because apparently he is the best person on the piss ever. Incredibly generous. Only drinks champagne. Have you had some good nights with him?
Yeah, no, we've had a few good nights out, to be fair. He's a top boy. I haven't really got too many bad words to say about him. Otherwise, other than when he drinks, sometimes his Scottish can get real thick and he becomes hard to understand. But apart from that, mate, yeah, he's a top boy on and off the field, like class rugby player and a real class bloke. And like, I've just been in town with him on away trips and the amount of people that will stop him and ask him for like photos and speak to him, and he'll give them the time of day. And he'll never be like, oh, I'll brush them off, be like, nah, I don't want to speak to you. Like, he'll always have time.
It's a sign of a club. That's what I'm like in Clapham. Yeah, I've got time for everyone.
What do you mean?
Yeah, just if anyone wants to come over, have a photo.
Yeah, but people don't.
Yep, mate, I was out the other night, Jason Fox, me, Kenny Logan, Mel Dean, Jamie Bamber, just to name a few, just out and about, just gave people my time. I was there trying to have a drink.
But they'll probably go for photos of Foxy, aren't they?
No, well they saw him first and then they came to me. Great. On the note of Finn Russell, I have left him a number of voice notes, Ollie, and he hasn't sort of come back to me. One, the last one I sang to him, O-Town, Liquid Dreams. So can you give him a nudge just to listen to that? Because that took a lot of time and effort.
All right, mate, I'll give him a nudge tomorrow. He seems to have about two or three phones going at once, usually. So I'll have to make sure you've got the right number for it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I've got two or three phones. I have a headset, it's like that, but that headset's more for time zones out of the UK. Then I have my normal phone, which I do all like my Instagram. Then I have another phone separately, where it's just like personal stuff and pre-workout I sell on the side.
Ollie, lots of pundits calling for you to be playing 13 for England in the Six Nations, not 12. What do you think about that? Do you which one do you prefer? Give us a bit of a scoop. Give us a rugby magazine headline here.
No, I think I'm probably in a position now where I can probably confidently say I prefer playing 13. But when it comes to like playing international rugby, like, I don't really have a preference if it means that I'm going to be in the starting team. I enjoy playing 13, just being on the outside channels and having a bit more space and time. But if I'm picked at 12 for England, then I'm going to try and do the best job I can there.
We'd like you to do a job for England. All right, Steve here. Oh. Just want you to play nice and hard and fast. You know the job. You go out there, boys. Enjoy it. Don't get too carried away. Have a few beers tonight. Enjoy it. But we'll be back tomorrow. Winning is winning.
Well, your great friend Flatman said that he should be playing 13.
Yeah, well, Flats is right. I think 13. I mean, I wouldn't say it to Tua Lange's face, but he's had his time. See you later, mate. Ollie Lawrence is coming. He's got his aviators on. He's got Top Gun music in the background.
Yeah, lovely chica.
And yeah, I think who would play 12 though? Who's England's 12?
I mean, you got loads of centres that are playing well at the moment. You've got Sladey, Tommy Freeman's playing well at Northampton, Will Joseph, he's playing well. Max Ojomo, he's playing well at Bath.
Dan Kelly. JJ's brother.
JJ's brother.
I got it. Yeah, JJ's brother. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got really good centres that have like started the season really well. So it's going to be a tough decision to decide if they're going to pick for the Six Nations. But my main goal at the moment is just keep playing well and keep winning games and surely good things come off the back of it.
And I just want to say my main goal as well is just to keep doing well in the business world, keep making money, and just, you know, obviously I'll play any position in the office they want me to play, but right now. You know, I'm enjoying being in that in a similar way as Ollie on the outside channel, like getting out there, dealing with clients, you know, on the receiving end of all the deals.
Talking about England, Ollie there, and obviously your teammates, we will come into the World Cup shortly, but one of your teammates in Johnny May from the World Cup wasn't very friendly to you recently, tried to decapitate you. You know, what happened there? He got a three-match ban off the back of it. Any fallout from that?
Nah, he texted me straight away, like the day after the game, after he'd seen the clip, and he just said sorry, like he didn't even realise he'd hit me in the head. And to be honest with you, I didn't have any in the moment in those situations. Like it's completely accidental. Like yeah, he did get a ban, and like
three
fair enough, because head on head contact. Yeah. But I don't think there's any malice in it from Johnny. I don't really think he's got too many bad bones in his body. So no, he apologised to me and then what's happened. We're all good.
Well, that World Cup was incredible. You know, a lot of people into that tournament weren't expecting England to do that well. We end up bronze medalists. Forget the rugby on the pitch, though. How good was the time off in France? I know that last week in Paris, especially, the boys did no training whatsoever. They were out on the piss every single day before that bronze medal game.
It was good, mate. Like, like I said, on the field was... We exceeded probably expectations. Probably from an outside point of view, I think we were still disappointed we didn't get to that final. But off the field, we had a good time. Like we played lots of golf, got to visit so many different cities and go for nice food spots. And then towards the end, like when we lost South Africa, we had a good session after that. And then obviously after the bronze medal, we had an even bigger send off. So it was really nice to be there with the lads and also to send off some legends of the game as well. Last few drinks with those boys on international duty.
Who did you send off? Johnny May,
Courtney Laws, Ben Youngs,
and Henry Andel.
Yes, it seems for the next 3 years. Yeah.
What about Colsey? He can't still be playing, can he?
Yeah, Colsey. I reckon he's got another five. Maybe doing the next World Cup.
Jesus. Yeah. God, that's impressive. Yeah. Well, Ollie, let's go back to the beginning of that World Cup, because you sold us Genji's tickets at an extortionate price for that match in Marseille. Firstly, how was he demanding that much cash when he's getting so much anyways?
So for the World Cup, basically, we got all of our tickets for the price that was set prior to the thing. So some of our games were like £300-£400 for us to buy tickets. And then some games were like £150. Yeah. So the first like three games for us were quite expensive. And then as it got later on in the tournament, they got more and more expensive. But sometimes we couldn't even get tickets. So as soon as lads were in the group chat saying, I've got spare tickets this weekend. Because we had to do it before the tournament.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of preempt how many we'd need.
It was worth every penny. I mean, the big question is, Ollie, did you see us in the crowd when the national anthem? I thought you picked us out.
I think I saw you, with the beret on.
He was laughing. He was laughing at us. We could look at him at halfway and he was just laughing during the national anthem. I mean, we were in the family stand next to Genji's mum, Tuolangi's brothers. Archie actually ended up getting sort of asked to leave, chucked out by security.
The Tuolangi brothers just didn't take too kindly to me. I don't think they'd really realised they were sitting next to Instagram royalty. but they were probably the least friendly people I've ever come across. I did offer them a beer seven times, but they kept telling me they don't drink.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're very large human beings.
Very large. Yeah. Very big.
Was there any feedback from the family stand about Archie Curzon's appearance in the stands?
No, I actually didn't hear too much. He might have escaped it a bit there.
Yeah, I kept my head down.
I'd be lucky, because I wouldn't want to be on the bad side of the Tuolangis.
Okay. Yeah, to be honest, Freddie, the most disturbing thing is you kept speaking to Genji's mum.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
She's very, very good looking, very young, actually, to be fair. So if Mrs. Genji's listening, she said she was going to check out the podcast. Hopefully she's still with us. And we're talking about listening to the podcast. Were you boys listening to the pod through? And Ollie, obviously you were listening to the podcast throughout the World Cup.
Yeah.
I was giving you some motivation. Obviously, Archie was working hard on his motivational buttons and CD-ROMs. Kersey said they were being played in the change room in the build-up to the big knockout games. Were they? Were you enjoying the pod?
Yeah, there was a few times. Boys were listening to a bit of Bob's about the tournament. Flicking through on Instagram and seeing a bit, which is good.
We're talking about motivation. Obviously, by the time this podcast comes out, your video with Harlequins has come out. We did Wasps last year. We know a lot of the Bath boys, Ollie. Is there any chance that Archie can come down? Can you facilitate him to come down and spend a day with the boys training?
Yeah, I'm sure I can get Alfie to sort that out. I'm sure Alfie would love to spend a day with you.
Ideally Finn.
Between him and Tom Glanville's relationship at the moment.
That's a special one. It's a wonderful. It's like a romantic comedy. You know, it's just two unlikely characters. One who it's like Beauty and the Beast actually.
That's a good place to put it. Actually, they sent everyone in the whole squad Christmas cards this year. I want to figure out what that one is.
He's become quite kooky up at Burberry, hasn't he? His look. He's become a bit Joe Marlerist.
Somewhere. I do have his Christmas card. They sent like they got dressed up in elf and Santa costumes, and they took like a ridiculous amount of photos, and then put it all on like this page, and then just like them stripping off stuff like this. It's bizarre.
Very strange. They live together.
They live together. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was great. It's good to see. I think rugby needs more of that. And actually, on the note of going to Quinn's, you have to thank your lucky stars you were training at Bath, because I went to Harlequin's facilities and it is quite possibly some of the worst facilities I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very basic.
I think they just sign players on the basis that they might live in London. But all I could describe to you, it was like being on a very rough council estate. it was terrifying.
It was.
Yeah, it's like a little box, like a prison.
Because you've been to Bath, haven't you? The training ground.
I've been, yeah. I've Farley House, I've had dinner there many a time.
No, have you?
Yeah, with right. Bruce. With Bruce, actually. Bruce Craig, wonderful guy.
Why were you having dinner with him?
Well, it's a really long story, but when Bendy left Bath, because he was a living legend, they had a dinner for him, and they obviously wanted someone to say a few words. And so I came down.
Really?
Yeah, and sat with Bruce and talked
slept
to him.
With Bruce.
Spoke and slept with him. Yeah.
Okay, Jesus.
No, I was was talking the other day. I don't know about you, Ollie, but you know when you kiss a girl, I like to chew on the lip, you know, like a dog with a piece of meat. And that's what I was talking to Bruce about. I was saying I love to nibble on the lip and the nipple.
Lip and the nipple.
Nipple on the nipple.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Good. Did they like that, the girls, or not?
Bruce moved seats pretty quickly. I think I kept asking Bruce what his net worth was, but he's an incredibly impressive man. And what facilities, actually?
Yeah, the facilities at Farley are pretty insane, to be fair.
Talking about the parallels between, obviously, rugby and the city, you know both worlds very well. Have you had a Christmas party? I mean, last week, Archie went to his Christmas party dressed as a Christmas tree going to the beach, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you had your Christmas party at Bath yet?
We had a Christmas do about maybe two weekends ago, two, three weekends ago.
What happened?
Yeah, I can't remember. I couldn't make it, unfortunately. I was away. But no, we had a Christmas do, and the boys said they had a good time. But we've got like a Christmas dinner, like non-boozy, this week coming. We're not training today, but this
non-boozy.
Week
non-boozy?
Yeah, that's not a Christmas
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, it's at the club. It's one of those like Christmas lunch things where you got to have a Christmas dinner, get a secret Santa present.
Just talking about Christmas party, and it's great that we've got Ollie on here. Because Ollie, this is quite emotional actually, but at my Christmas party, I know he's a big listener to the podcast and a big fan of Ollie Lawrence. There's a colleague of mine, Bobby Hall. Well, we call him Blobby Hall, or AKA Hawley. He's a massive rugby fan. And one thing you should know about Blobbers, Ollie, is he loves the Birrios and he loves the cheese. And he's a colleague of mine. I've been working in the city with him for the past 5.5-6 years, and we've ridden that the corporate wave, the ups and downs, and certainly enjoyed it. But the beginning of 2003, the doctor said to him, you know, he's got to lose a significant amount of weight, if he was going to see his wife and kids. And I just want to say today, because I'm going to see him later, and I know he listened to Pod, just, you know, Blobbers, if you're listening, and Ollie's here, just want to, I can just safely say he's lost 6 stone this year. But he only sees his kids on the weekend. Then he's quit. Well, he said when he lost the weight, he realised he could do a lot better than his missus. But I just want to say, well done, Blobbers. Ollie, do you want to say well done to Blobbers?
Yeah, well done, Blobbers, mate. Congratulations. Yeah.
He's a bloody good guy. Really good guy.
Ollie, any gossip from the Christmas parties? I mean, of all the clubs you played for, and you played for a couple now due to administration errors and stuff like that, what's been the best Christmas party? Has anyone really shamed themselves? Surely Hugard used to shame himself. He must have done.
I wasn't there, but I heard Alfie was on pretty good form at the latest Christmas party. I think he I think he might have woken up with a bit of beer fear the next day.
Yeah.
I've only heard along the grapevine. I'd have to, you know, you'd have to speak to him personally to get the ins and outs of that.
He is an absolute disgrace. I constantly send him the code RigBiz30 for Sons, because I just think, you know, that would be good for his lid. But he's extraordinary human. He's like a sort of human.
He is.
Oil rig sort of bowling around,
but he's still performing on the pitch.
Yeah, mate, fair play.
Yeah, he's been unreal this season. I think he has definitely calmed down.
Yeah.
He's compared to where he used to be, but he's been class for us this season, and hopefully he can keep playing the way he's playing, and hopefully see him in the English shirt.
His arms have got a lot bigger since the last time we spoke to him. Have you noticed that?
Honestly,
it's just the camera lens.
The worm. That's what you want. If anyone's watching this on YouTube, then that's exactly what you want to strive for. Is the worm popping out of your arm?
So what is it? Worm and then the cum gutters.
Worm, cum gutters, and then quads.
Just quickly, before we move on, Christmas, obviously Japanese client, what are you going to be making?
I'm basically doing a selection of sushi and turkey. It's a protein fix. Obviously, last year I did a 24-hour fast for my daughter, and that was devastating. I mean, she spent 48 hours in the hospital. You have to feed a child. If they don't, then they will be your thing. So, doing a bit of sushi, doing some turkey. Unfortunately, the nanny's not staying with us, which is a bit, that was... Yeah, it would have been nice to have a day drinking with her. But she's going back to Norway with her family.
Lovely.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that, the plane gets delayed.
Okay. Ollie, you've obviously played for many clubs, as I said earlier. Just quickly now, there's some quick fires to finish off, because I know you're a busy man, you've got to go wrap some presents. You play for so many clubs. Which one had the greatest initiation?
Worcesters, because I didn't really have one at Bath because it was mid-season, so I'm going to say Worcesters.
Go on. How dirty?
It was basically a table, like a ping-pong, a ping-pong table, and there was like pictures of like players' faces, like ABC, and there'd be a beer row, a cider row, an ale row, a Guinness row, and then a shot row, and then they'd read out a question, and then you'd have to answer it by drinking the drink with the face underneath of who you thought it was. If you drank it and you were obviously it was right, you'd be like fine. But if you got it wrong, you'd have to guess another answer. Ugh. So you could end up doing 6 drinks, or you could end up doing 18 drinks, Jesus. Depending on
that is.
And you have to finish it.
Almost too intellectual for it.
No. Write that down.
Yeah. Like some of the questions, like you should be getting right, but then towards the end, it was like you're basically doing 3 shots, or was it like a yes?
Can you write that down? Because I want to pitch that to ITV6 and maybe see if we can get James Haskell to present it, and I'll produce it. It sounds like a great game show.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
Ollie, chirpiest.
It's like Love Island meets what's this TV show that Bradley Walsh does?
The Chaser.
The Chaser. Yeah. It is kind of like the Chaser.
The Chaser. Yeah, we'll just call it the Chaser. No, that was the Chase. So the Chaser.
Yeah, the Chaser.
Ollie, chirpiest player you've ever played against?
The 9 that used to play at Gloucester, an Aussie bloke. He was really annoying, but I can't remember what his name was.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
New Zealand guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Ben Cowan.
Yeah, maybe him.
Yeah, Ben Cowan, you absolute...
Do you not like him?
Well, he's not going to listen to this, is he? Actually, Cowan.
No, he was proper chocky, always going. I remember when I used to be at Worcester, I used to play against them. And he'd just be so like niggly and always like, in your face and just like constantly trying to grab the ball off you. And I'm just like, mate, just go away.
Fuck you, Cam.
Yeah.
No, Ben Meehan.
Ben Meehan. Even worse. He's a nobody. I think he's got less than 5,000 followers on Instagram. Ben Meehan, look at you now. You absolute loser. Give me a big licks. What are you doing? Probably working for an estate agent now. No, I think he's playing in Spain. Even worse. Yeah.
Is he actually?
I don't know. Don't know who he is. He's so irrelevant. Poor old Ben Meehan. No, only joking, mate. I hope you're doing well, fella. Mental health and all.
Ollie, biggest fight you witnessed on the field, biggest fight you witnessed on a night out?
I've never seen a fight on field.
Okay, well, on a night out, even more interesting.
I was in KFC the other day, and then some bloke just pushed in to someone to get his order. And then all of a sudden, I just see him do like this, like basically like Jackie Chan karate kick straight to his like temple, and the guy just falls clean KO. It was probably the cleanest kicks ever, and the bloke that was like that just did it just literally pulled a pistol, opened up his bargain bucket, cracked on.
That's like Leon Edwards versus Usman last round, that kind of head kick.
Yeah, it was mental. Like I was literally there, like just kind of end of the night, I was like, I just want to get some food and get in a taxi. And I've just seen this and I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And then I was just like, oh yeah, this is just mad. And then all of a sudden I was just like, saw this bloke and everyone's on the floor, like just checking on him because he's completely sparkled. And the bloke that did it didn't even like go away or anything. He just pulled up a stool and just ate his bargain bucket. And then that was it. I was gone by the time the police arrived.
That's very similar to my experience in Marseille at McDonald's, where it kicked off and then the security guards deleted all the footage on my phone and then told me it was the mafia that had come in to have a fight. And I went white as a sheep and, started to... I was a bit tearful.
Yeah.
A bit tearful. You don't want to see that in real life.
But then you were picked up by the power lifter you met later that night.
No, I went back to that cruise ship, which was... What a place. What a place.
Ollie, talking about food, apparently Finn Russell's got the worst diet in the world. I saw you having a couple of big bagels before the game yesterday.
Nah, he doesn't have the worst diet ever. I wouldn't say that. I've not seen him like eating food that I wouldn't eat. So if he's got a bad diet, I've got a bad diet. So I don't know.
Fair play.
I mean, like I wouldn't say his rig's amazing, but it's Finn. Like he gets away with it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He does things that other people can't do.
Something about flying
off. There's a guy in my office who he makes so much money. His rig's not, and he's like the equivalent of Finn Russell, really, in our office.
Would you say you've got a similar rig to Finn?
I'm similar shape to Ollie. I'm sitting at 97 kgs at the moment. Yeah,
that's good.
I'm 6'6" on a, 6'6", 95 to let's sit around that. Deadlifting sort of, if I'm doing like multiple reps, probably 175, 180, maybe if I'm just doing for one, I don't know if anyone's asking, but if I'm just deadlifting one, 220, 225, bench press, 180 for 10, 7 times.
Okay.
So, I'm in the best shape I've ever been.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. Ollie, I'm glad you've sort of shared that moment as well. Finally, Ollie, moment you'd love to live again and again. If you could pick one moment.
Why you think I'll just say mine because it might give you help. Mine is I was in fourth form. I went to Alicia Smith's house and we dry humped on the sofa to MTV in the background and it was unreal. Like, seriously.
You still think about it?
Yeah. If I've got no material.
If I could relive anything ever, it'd probably be rugby base, which is really annoying. I played at Worcester. We played Stade Francais away and the whole weekend itself, like going over there, we pretty much sent out the young lads and boys that weren't really playing much for the first team. And we did a job on Stade Francais away, went out in Paris, quite absolutely steaming. It was one of the best nights out of my life. Nice. I was 18 years old. It was brilliant.
Any dry humping?
No, there was actually no dry humping involved.
Okay. That's interesting. Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Gonna ask those questions now.
Ellis Genge.
Chat.
Carl Sinclair.
Like to think he's got chat, but no chat.
Steve Borthwick.
Oh my God, no chat.
Jamie George.
Chat.
Ben L.
No chat.
Lewis Ludlam.
No chat.
George Ford.
No chat.
Freddie Stewart.
Again, like to think he's got chat, but no chat. I'm not going to give him that.
Anthony Watson.
He'd kill me if I didn't say chat.
And Marcus Smith.
Chat.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. If you could have one fly half inside you, who would you want? And not inside you, I mean, alongside you. Archie Curzon, Marcus Smith, or Finn Russell?
I'm going to play smart here and I'm going to play Archie.
Yeah, good man. Yeah. Ollie Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on. We hope your 2024 is even better than your 23.
Love and champagne.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Love and champagne.
We'll see you down at the Rec, hopefully.
Yeah, very soon.
In January for some training.
Very soon. Love and champagne. Lovely. Cheers, mate. Have a wonderful Christmas and a good new year.
Cheers, guys. And you. Take care.
Thank you, Ollie.
Bye bye. Thanks, Ollie.
Cheers.
Say you shouldn't play with me. It's alright, girl. Relax. Know that I'm a driller. Your daddy say you shouldn't play with me. The sun is shining. The breeze is blowing through. Driller.
staying with me. Still in Solway, girl in love. Know that I'm a dreadlock. Your daddy say you shouldn't play with me. He's a rum man. He is a walking dead. I am a living man who's got lots of plans. It's true, girl of love. Two roads before you. Which one will be your choice? Really want. Girl of love, two roads before you.